Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только 1 раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I need to get in shape fast. Is it possible, do you think?
Yes, certainly. You've come to the right place. What activity do you enjoy? Swimming? Aerobics? Yoga? Dancing?
Aerobics, I think.
Good. I can recommend an aerobics class 3 times a week. Will that do?
Okay. What are the days and times? And how many people are there in the group?
Please, take a seat and I'll give you all the details. Dialogue B. Hello, Miss Foster. What is the reason for your coming?
Well, I started visiting the gym last week.
That's good news, isn't it?
Yes, but there's a problem with it.
What kind of a problem?
When I got home after the training session yesterday, I felt an awful headache and my heart was beating violently. I couldn't sleep at all.
Don't worry, I'll take your blood pressure and we'll see if any other tests are necessary. Dialogue C. And now I'm happy to present to you Rachel, a young lady who looks very fit. It wasn't like this a year ago, was it, Rachel?
Oh no. Exactly 1 year ago, I was watching this programme, sitting on the sofa in my home, with a bowl of popcorn in front of me. I was overweight, but I didn't believe the advice the guests of the programme were giving me, and the other people, on the other side of the screen. Dieting, gym, swimming and aerobics didn't sound convincing to me.
And what did you start with? Dialogue D.
It's sunny but chilly today. The right kind of weather for jogging. How are you feeling, by the way?
A bit out of breath.
It's because you haven't exercised for a long while.
I know, but don't worry. I'll get back in shape sooner than you can expect me to.
I'm not so sure. You are really slow today. You can't keep up with me.
I'm just warming up. Be prepared for a race around the lake.
Are you serious?
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I need to get in shape fast. Is it possible, do you think?
Yes, certainly. You've come to the right place. What activity do you enjoy? Swimming? Aerobics? Yoga? Dancing?
Aerobics, I think.
Good. I can recommend an aerobics class 3 times a week. Will that do?
Okay. What are the days and times? And how many people are there in the group?
Please, take a seat and I'll give you all the details. Dialogue B. Hello, Miss Foster. What is the reason for your coming?
Well, I started visiting the gym last week.
That's good news, isn't it?
Yes, but there's a problem with it.
What kind of a problem?
When I got home after the training session yesterday, I felt an awful headache and my heart was beating violently. I couldn't sleep at all.
Don't worry, I'll take your blood pressure and we'll see if any other tests are necessary. Dialogue C. And now I'm happy to present to you Rachel, a young lady who looks very fit. It wasn't like this a year ago, was it, Rachel?
Oh, no. Exactly 1 year ago, I was watching this programme, sitting on the sofa in my home, with a bowl of popcorn in front of me. I was overweight, but I didn't believe the advice the guests of the programme were giving me, and the other people, on the other side of the screen. Dieting, gym, swimming, and aerobics didn't sound convincing to me.
And what did you start with? Dialogue D.
It's sunny but chilly today. The right kind of weather for jogging. How are you feeling, by the way?
A bit out of breath.
It's because you haven't exercised for a long while.
I know, but don't worry. I'll get back in shape sooner than you can expect me to.
I'm not so sure. You are really slow today. You can't keep up with me.
I'm just warming up. Be prepared for a race around the lake.
Are you serious?
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы 2 раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I learned Spanish as a foreign language, and last summer I went to Spain as an exchange student. I chose to stay with a host family, not in a student's hostel, and this was a great mistake. The people I stayed with were a middle-aged couple without children. They wanted me to spend all my free time with them and kept asking lots of silly questions. They didn't want to accept the fact that I needed time to do my homework and to be on my own. I wouldn't recommend anyone stay with a host family.
Speaker B. I spent last summer abroad as an exchange student. It was a great experience. I was staying with a host family, and it differs a lot from living with your own family. My hosts never treated me as a child, but as a responsible person, and I had to become responsible. I kept my room tidy, never came home later than I had promised to, and was careful with what to ask and how to answer. I suddenly understood that those people's opinion of my country could be based on my behaviour. Speaker C.
When I was getting ready for my trip abroad, the most important question for my parents was where I would stay. I wanted to choose a student's hostel, but my parents were against it, and I went to a host family. It was the right choice. I've never regretted it. My hosts were a lively couple with two kids, a bit younger than me. We spent all our free time together, and it was very good for my Spanish. We went camping, and they showed me the surroundings. And Señora Clara cooked fantastic pastas. I've never tasted anything like that since then.
Speaker D. Well, I thought I could speak Spanish pretty well before I came to Spain as a student. I was taking a course in a language school. In the classroom, everything was more or less fine, but I was absolutely unable to understand people on the streets. They were speaking very fast and pronounced words indistinctly, so I had to ask the same questions several times before I was able to catch the answer. The locals also used words that are only used in their particular region. I haven't seen them in my textbook. Speaker E.
It was my parents' idea to send me to France for the language course. I'd never left home for so long, and I thought I would feel homesick and lonely. But it was nothing like that. There was no time. Till about 2 p.m. we had classes, and then we had excursions and tours. Every other day we had some events, like contests and concerts. And in the evening, there was time for partying and having fun. It was great, and I never felt bored.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
I learned Spanish as a foreign language, and last summer I went to Spain as an exchange student. I chose to stay with a host family, not in a student's hostel, and this was a great mistake. The people I stayed with were a middle-aged couple without children. They wanted me to spend all my free time with them and kept asking lots of silly questions. They didn't want to accept the fact that I needed time to do my homework and to be on my own. I wouldn't recommend anyone stay with a host family.
Speaker B. I spent last summer abroad as an exchange student. It was a great experience. I was staying with a host family, and it differs a lot from living with your own family. My hosts never treated me as a child, but as a responsible person, and I had to become responsible. I kept my room tidy, never came home later than I had promised to, and was careful with what to ask and how to answer. I suddenly understood that those people's opinion of my country could be based on my behaviour. Speaker C.
When I was getting ready for my trip abroad, the most important question for my parents was where I would stay. I wanted to choose a student's hostel, but my parents were against it, and I went to a host family. It was the right choice. I've never regretted it. My hosts were a lively couple with two kids, a bit younger than me. We spent all our free time together, and it was very good for my Spanish. We went camping, and they showed me the surroundings. And Señora Clara cooked fantastic pastas. I've never tasted anything like that since then.
Speaker D. Well, I thought I could speak Spanish pretty well before I came to Spain as a student. I was taking a course in a language school. In the classroom, everything was more or less fine, but I was absolutely unable to understand people on the streets. They were speaking very fast and pronounced words indistinctly, so I had to ask the same questions several times before I was able to catch the answer. The locals also used words that are only used in their particular region. I haven't seen them in my textbook. Speaker E.
It was my parents' idea to send me to France for the language course. I'd never left home for so long, and I thought I would feel homesick and lonely. But it was nothing like that. There was no time. Till about 2 p.m. we had classes, and then we had excursions and tours. Every other day we had some events, like contests and concerts. And in the evening, there was time for partying and having fun. It was great, and I never felt bored.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор Линды и Дэвида. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
I really feel like going to the movies tonight. What do you think? David? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Linda. What did you say?
You were just like always. You pretend you're listening to me, but you aren't.
That's not fair. I am. I just can't answer your questions as fast as you ask them. Could you make me a cup of tea before we have a quarrel over nothing?
No. Stop staring at your monitor and give me several minutes of your time, at least on Sunday, will you?
Okay. I'm putting aside the computer, see? I'm really sorry, but you know that sometimes I have to take work home. I can't just stop thinking about the project as soon as I leave my office. An accountant, a manager, or a dentist can do it, but I'm not one of them.
Are you saying making web pages is more important than treating people's teeth?
Linda, you know how I respect your job, especially at the moments when my teeth give me trouble. Just recall how we met. It was in your dentist's surgery.
Yes, I remember. You were a very cowardly patient.
And I thought nobody noticed how scared I was. But I upgraded your site afterwards, for free.
Yes, it was very nice of you. Even my grandma said our site became more appealing. It's probably because you used green as the main colour, and it's the favourite colour of the Irish. You know, they even call their country the Emerald Isle.
It's lovely, but is she really from there? I always thought she was born in Australia.
No, she was born in Ireland. She left it to go to university in France and then went to Australia. But Granny still loves her native country a lot. She always wears an old Irish coin bracelet and says it brings her luck.
She's a nice, sentimental lady.
Yes. Once, just by chance, I came across a notebook with her poems. She started writing them in her teens and still does it, but never shows them to anyone.
Why not?
She's afraid we'll laugh, I think. Her verses are very naive, about love, roses and thorns, dreams and reality.
We should visit her one day, shouldn't we?
Yes, I was thinking about it, but I'm working 3 weekends ahead, so probably not sooner than in a month.
Let me know a little bit beforehand, okay? I want to go with you, but I have to make some work arrangements.
Okay.
And you were saying something about seeing a film tonight. It's a Western again, I bet.
Yes. Have you got anything against that?
No. I'm really happy you prefer the adventures of cowboys to tearful love stories. And on the way to the cinema, we'll drop into the cafeteria where they serve cartoon character cakes.
Cartoon character cakes? You mean the cakes shaped as Mickey Mouse or Winnie the Pooh, don't you? Last time you had a dozen of them.
So what?
Don't eat too many sweet cakes. You'll be back in the dentist's chair again.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
I really feel like going to the movies tonight. What do you think? David? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Linda. What did you say?
You were just like always. You pretend you're listening to me, but you aren't.
That's not fair. I am. I just can't answer your questions as fast as you ask them. Could you make me a cup of tea before we have a quarrel over nothing?
No. Stop staring at your monitor and give me several minutes of your time, at least on Sunday, will you?
Okay. I'm putting aside the computer, see? I'm really sorry, but you know that sometimes I have to take work home. I can't just stop thinking about the project as soon as I leave my office. An accountant, a manager, or a dentist can do it, but I'm not one of them.
Are you saying making web pages is more important than treating people's teeth?
Linda, you know how I respect your job, especially at the moments when my teeth give me trouble. Just recall how we met. It was in your dentist's surgery.
Yes, I remember. You were a very cowardly patient.
And I thought nobody noticed how scared I was. But I upgraded your site afterwards, for free.
Yes, it was very nice of you. Even my grandma said our site became more appealing. It's probably because you used green as the main colour, and it's the favourite colour of the Irish. You know, they even call their country the Emerald Isle.
It's lovely, but is she really from there? I always thought she was born in Australia.
No, she was born in Ireland. She left it to go to university in France and then went to Australia. But Granny still loves her native country a lot. She always wears an old Irish coin bracelet and says it brings her luck.
She's a nice, sentimental lady.
Yes. Once, just by chance, I came across a notebook with her poems. She started writing them in her teens and still does it, but never shows them to anyone.
Why not?
She's afraid we'll laugh, I think. Her verses are very naive, about love, roses and thorns, dreams and reality.
We should visit her one day, shouldn't we?
Yes, I was thinking about it, but I'm working 3 weekends ahead, so probably not sooner than in a month.
Let me know a little bit beforehand, okay? I want to go with you, but I have to make some work arrangements.
Okay.
And you were saying something about seeing a film tonight. It's a Western again, I bet.
Yes. Have you got anything against that?
No. I'm really happy you prefer the adventures of cowboys to tearful love stories. And on the way to the cinema, we'll drop into the cafeteria where they serve cartoon character cakes.
Cartoon character cakes? You mean the cakes shaped as Mickey Mouse or Winnie the Pooh, don't you? Last time you had a dozen of them.
So what?
Don't eat too many sweet cakes. You'll be back in the dentist's chair again.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.